Good afternoon, you're through to Leah at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hi there, I've got a message from you. You tried to call me earlier today, but I'm just back to London, so to give you information, it's James McLean.
Yeah, give me one second. Was that today, was it, or yesterday?
I don't know, I was away and my phone was off. It might have been yesterday, it says today, but I'll obviously turn my phone on and come through today.
No problem. Oh, yes, no problem at all. Before I start, I do just have to tell you calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
My date of birth is the 8th of November 1962, and my postcode is Golf 81 3 Delta Alpha.
Perfect, thank you so much. Yeah, it was just a call from my colleague Daniel to see if we could grab some further information from you to assist with our search. Were you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, no problem.
No.
I've got a childhood home as 84 Salisbury Place.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And do you know your parents' names?
Obviously, my dad's name was Robert McLean.
Yeah.
My mother's name was Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E. Do you need her maiden name or just her married name?
Maiden name, if you could.
Maiden name is Balchin, B-A-L.
Yeah.
C-H-I-N. But she was deceased when I went into care. She died when I was 6.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's life.
I know. Perfect. The reason we ask for parents' names, just to let you know, is because councils hold care records under parents' names, not children's names.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go...
I was actually fostered when I went into care. My grandparents fostered me, if that would be any help.
What was your grand called?
My grand is called Mrs. Margaret McLean. And our maiden name is Alan.
Is that two L's or one?
I think it was two.
Two, no problem. No problem. And she fostered you before you went into care?
Yeah, my gran and my grandfather. My grandfather's the same as me, James McLean.
What was that, sorry?
My grandfather has the same name as me. I was called after my grandfather.
Oh, bless you.
I know my middle name's just the same as McLean, my granddaughter.
No problem. And how long did they foster you for?
Oh, I was swimming with my gran and granddad for about...
Yeah.
Six
or 7 years, no problem.
Yep.
And then did you go straight into the care system from them?
Yeah, I took into care through school. They're saying that my gran was too old to look after us and things like that.
Oh, bless you.
They didn't take my brother was apparently a bad influence in me because my brother was going out of trouble when he was 16. So instead of putting my brother into care, which they couldn't do because of his age, they put me into care.
Okay, no problem. Can I grab your brother's name?
Duncan Cameron Edward McLean. He was in care though. He didn't get put into care.
Okay.
Do you need my dad's date of birth for anything? My mum's date of birth for anything like that?
I think we should be fine without the date of birth. It's just the names that we needed.
Yep.
But,
that's fine.
I've popped all of that into the system for you on your file.
Yep. And you need my doctor's things as well, you said?
Yes, your GP practice. You've just reminded me.
Have I not gave you that before?
Let me have a little look, because I'm sure you possibly have.
I think I have, yeah.
Let me have a little look. Is it... Dr. Rye at Clydebank Health
Clydebank
Centre.
Clydebank Health Centre, yep, that's it.
Perfect.
Need the phone number? I can give you the phone number.
No problem. We can get
fine.
That, don't worry.
Yep, that's okay.
Thank you, though.
I'm glad to know that things are starting to move now.
Things are really starting to move. So basically, my job at the minute, obviously I'm in on a Saturday because I just want to get through as much as I can. We've currently got your records back from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, their mental health and care and A&E records.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to Glasgow Council and give them your parents' names to hopefully hurry their search up.
I'm not from Glasgow, I'm from Dumbartonshire.
Hang on.
Clydebank is in Glasgow. Clydebank is Dumbartonshire.
West or east?
West.
And is that where you were before care?
Yep, because Clydebank comes under West Dumbartonshire. It was just Dumbartonshire at that time. It wasn't west or east, it was just Dumbartonshire.
Okay.
So Glasgow Council won't have any record for me.
No problem. I'm not too sure why they were sent to them. Then I'll speak to my colleague, James.
It's because It's probably because we have a Glasgow postcode and Glasgow telephone number. That's how they probably thought it's coming
that
out of Glasgow.
That could be it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's actually Dumbarton Sound. Well, it was Dumbarton Sound. It's now West Dumbarton Sound.
Okay, I'm going to send
one to West.
I know, it's a good job, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to send one to West Dumbartonshire Council.
Uh-huh. It'll be in their archives, I think, probably.
Yeah, so we found out, because we've been sending them to archives and the council, they have access to the archives anyway, so
all right, okay.
If we just send it to them, then they'll still have access. Yeah, uh-huh. Going to send it to them.
I've Maybe that's your... how you've all heard back to Glasgow, because it's not Glasgow.
Yeah, I'm not too sure where that came from.
As I said, it couldn't be a Glasgow postcode. People in England would always assume it's part of Glasgow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably. No, that's absolutely no worries. I've sent one to West Dumbartonshire now.
Yep.
They are typically getting back within a month, which is great, so we should have them within a month. When
no
we get
problem.
Them back, that means we've got care records and health records. We'll put you in for a witness statement.
Yep.
And then we'll be sending off to redress.
Right, the witness statement's going to bring back a lot of memories for me.
It is, and yeah, we understand that completely. It's going to be
yep.
a bit tough, but you're more than welcome, and I'll always say it to everyone. You can take a break. We can do half of it. We can break it up into different calls.
I'd just rather do it all in the one. To be honest, you get it done by me.
Yeah, but if you need a break or if you need to pause and just have a few minutes, you're more than welcome to.
That's fine. Thank you very much for your help.
Well, at least I've given you the heads up for the witness statement as well.
I've gave you the right counsel.
You have? We've helped each other out there, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, that's perfect, James. I've added that all onto your file for you there.
Right. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you. You take care now.
Andrew, bye-bye. Thanks very much. Bye. Bye.